Every week, we always like to get a guest to join us from the official opposition of the NDP on the Training 55 hot seat. We are pleased to be joined today by David Shepherd. He is the NDP's health critic and also the MLA for Edmonton City Centre. Guest, first of all, David, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, the main topic of conversation we want to discuss today is, of course, we've seen rural doctor shortages have been a constant thing up here in northern Alberta, and especially where it's especially concerning a little bit right now with some of the recent rise in COVID cases right now. And I think this sort of rise in cases recently we're seeing has put a bit more of a spotlight, if you will, on some of these kind of rural doctor issues.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these issues have been longstanding. I recognize that. You know, communities in the north, across the border, but particularly in the north, have had challenges for some time in sort of recruiting and retaining doctors in the rural communities. But, you know, our local communities have done good work on that. But unfortunately, we have a government now under Jason Kenney and UCP who made that situation far worse. They went to war with doctors just before the start of the pandemic last year, tore up their contract, and went on a very aggressive strategy of trying to change the entire system by which they're paid, by which they bill, by which they can practice in the midst of a pandemic. So we saw very quickly a lot of rural doctors speaking out about how it was undermining their ability to be able to do their work. We saw a lot of folks from the municipalities speaking out about the damage this was going to do, and now we're seeing the impacts. And so, unfortunately, now, you're right, we have this rising fourth wave of COVID-19. We have an absent premier and health minister. So they made a mess in the system, they undermined it, and now they've walked away from it. And unfortunately, yeah, so that's highlighting that challenge that you have there in the north even more, as we're seeing beds closed, emergency departments not able to operate, and the incredible pressures now from the rising wave of COVID-19.
And you mentioned there, you know, about some of the bed closures with the hospitals. And, of course, I think just off the top of my head in our region over the past several weeks, I think like Fairview, Spirit River, McLennan, High Prairie, you know, several communities around here have had, you know, issues with, you know, getting health care coverage there. And, you know, with kind of how sort of spread out our region is, you know, if you can't get it in your community, you might have to go a bit of a distance to like the next town over for to get sort of the care you need. Do you think this is also sort of another thing that needs to be addressed as well?
Oh, absolutely. We recognize the challenges that people face in terms of having to go distances to access care in rural communities, and that's the value, of course, of having local health care providers. So the situation that we have now where we have these bed closures where people are being diverted, that has an incredible impact. And it's unfortunate because the health minister was warned about this. We started to raise these concerns in the legislature back in May when we saw the first initial closures. First, he tried to deny they were happening. He said we're fear-mongering. And then he said, well, you know, it's just people taking vacations, normal for the summer. But now it's quite clear that indeed the impacts are, this is not usual, and it is certainly not sustainable. So we really do need to see the government step up and show some real action, first of all, in working on this fourth wave of COVID-19, actually showing up with a plan. But then secondly, in rolling back, I think, some of these really aggressive changes they've been forcing through, almost bullying tactics that are unfortunately driving physicians out of the province and making things far worse.
And another thing we've also seen recently in some hospitals, like I know there's the one down in Grand Prairie where there, you know, some surgeries that they had scheduled have had to be put off a bit, you know, so they could sort of make room for, you know, a dedicated COVID-19 unit. Do you think that this is also sort of another kind of added strain on the system? You know, a lot of these surgeries kind of getting delayed here?
Oh, without question. You know, this is a government, you know, that came in with a plan to reform the surgical system in the province of Alberta and the wait lists. But now, unfortunately, because of their decisions, they're actually just making the situation far worse. We're seeing surgeries canceled in Red Deer, in Edmonton, in the north, because they aren't showing up and showing leadership on COVID-19. And also, this government has just shown they fundamentally don't understand how complex our healthcare system is. You can't attack one set of healthcare workers and not have it affect others. You can't neglect public health on COVID-19 and not have it impact all the other pieces. Our healthcare system is run by people that have been working on the front lines for 19 months now during global pandemic. This government pushed them to the limits because they kept acting last and acting least. Now those folks are exhausted, and we have a critical staffing shortage, just as we are seeing more need for care beds. So absolutely, we have to address this. The government needs to step up, back down on some of its aggressive strategies, and come up with a plan to address this fourth wave.
Another thing we've also seen recently is, you know, kind of some of the messaging, if you will, around the vaccines. Like I know some of the UCP MLAs, I believe they were on Lethbridge and Airdrie, I know of the past couple of weeks, have made some interesting comments about people getting vaccinated and sort of the importance of that. Do you think that's also playing a role in especially in a lot of the rural communities that we're not seeing as many people getting vaccinated as we probably should?
Oh, absolutely, Cal. It's been an unfortunate part during this pandemic that, the premier himself, spread a great deal of misinformation in trying to downplay how serious COVID-19 was. He said it was, just a flu. He said, children don't actually really get it or spread it. Homeless people might actually be immune. When they talked about vaccines, they'd often start with saying, no one's going to hold you down and stick that needle in your arm and force you to take. So the kind of language and rhetoric we've heard from them has worked against people in the community taking this seriously as a threat to our public health care system and the public health. And indeed, we had a multiple UCP MLAs back in May sort of signing a letter saying that, they were against any public health measures being taken to contain the third wave. The premier, for weeks, sort of just let that go on, spent more time focusing on folks fighting in his own caucus than on actually working to protect public health. So they've created an atmosphere where now, when we desperately need people to come together and to accept the vaccinations, which we know are scientifically proven to be safe and effective, they've created an atmosphere of distrust and misinformation. And that's definitely hurting things, particularly in the north part of the province.
Yeah, finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Trending 55 Thoughts, we always like to take a little dip into some of the politicians' personal lives. Now, no, obviously, we're almost been kind of the end of summer. We're coming up on Labor Day weekend here. Now, I know when you had sort of free time in summer, I know you're a big sort of bike enthusiast. What kind of good spots did you hit up out there?
One of my favorite places to be in the summer is to get down to the mountains. So did take some time to get out to the Crow's Nest Pass at the end of July, beginning of August. So hit some of the trails in and around Waterton. And so definitely enjoyed the opportunity to do some biking down there through the mountains along some of the trails. Did a bit of hiking, climbed up Crow's Nest Mountain. So, that was a great part of the summer for me.
Well, the mountains, that's definitely like one of my favorite parts of the province to go to. I could go on for hours about how much I love them. But anyhow, we'll let you go here. And NDP Health Critic David Shepherd, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Cal.